Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Good morning. Sunny day over here in the Boston area, and I am believing that wherever you are, the sun's going to be shining out through the airwaves with our guest today, Annie Burnside. Yes, Best People We Know Club members, we have a Best People We Know executive guest. She is an award-winning author. She writes, she speaks. She won a Nautilus Award for soul-to-soul parenting, okay? The Dalai Lama, Deepak Chopra, people like that win the Nautilus Award. So that just gives you an insight of what you can expect today. This is going to really be a life-changing event. We can't do it all in a half an hour, but we'll do the best we can to give you a few tidbits here to get you going in the right direction. I want to thank everybody. Gosh, we're like over 50,000 listeners now. I can't thank you enough for helping us keep going and growing. And you go to my website, greenskyandbluegrass.com, right-hand side, you'll see the monthly Mind Vitamin News, and that'll give you an update of all of our great guests at the top of the month. Now, this great guest, Annie, we've been trying to get on the show since December. She's very much in demand. And I just want to say right now that if you need to learn how to bridge the modern-day world, which can be very noisy, as we know, with spiritual gifts to nurture your whole soul, then you have come to the right place. Annie Burnside, she has a master's in education. She specializes in parenting, conscious relationships, authentic living, spiritual development, among other things. Her most recent book, Soul to Soul Parenting, won the 2011 Nautilus Award and also the Next Generation Independent Book Awards. She works at the Chicago Tribune. She blogs and writes for them. She also has her own radio show called Soul to Soul. She lives in Chicago, Illinois, with her husband and three children. The best thing that I can tell you to do right now is go to www.AnnieBurnside.com. And check out all those great resources Annie has, and you can sign up for her weekly or monthly Mind Vitamin newsletters for Soul to Soul Parenting. It is a privilege and a pleasure to welcome Annie today. How are you?
Hi, Deb. Thank you for that glorious introduction. Wow. I appreciate
it. You have a glorious resume. You've done glorious things, so you got to have a glorious intro. I could have gone on. gone on and on with that intro, but... You know, they'll just have to go to your website, Annie, which is a great place to visit anyway, because you've done so many amazing things.
Oh, thank you. And I know, like you, find us on Facebook. There's quite a gathering there. You know, that social media that I wasn't so sure about in the beginning, wow, it really is a vehicle for upliftment and inspiration for many of us. I know that you and I are there together, and lots to be found there.
I know, and you know, I'm so glad that you mentioned that because Facebook, I tell you, I've met some amazing people in social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they're really, we're all connected around the world, and it's so uplifting because, you know, we have an opportunity to meet people like you. We can call in, everything, internet,
yes.
Radio, it's terrific. So, yes, and how would they find you on Facebook? What would they be looking
for?
Well, under?
From my website, you can find me there. You can hit the Facebook button. That leads to my page, but I'm also a big, I like the mutual relationship is my favorite thing. So you can friend me at Annie Burnside. And I would love that to hear what other people are up to as well. I like the two-way stream, you know, so.
I know. And you change, you have a nice, I think you can walk through the green woods or something. I check your images on the top. You change them around too, like
mm-hmm.
I do.
Yes.
And it's always fun. So, Well, all right. This is going to be good because soul-to-soul parenting, I think people are starving for this information, which is why I think it's such a hot topic and your book is so hot and your talking and speaking is really, you know, you're doing great with that as well. But define for somebody who might not be familiar with your work, what does soul-to-soul parenting mean? Define that for us.
Well, I really look at it as a change in perspective. A perspective that opens the heart and widens the way that you see the world at large, including and beginning with those in your own family. So soul to soul, it's not really parent to child. It's not role to role. It's really soul to soul. Likewise, it's not really neighbor to neighbor. It's soul to soul or cashier to customer. And as this begins to open and widen and shift, which does take time, this is the work. You know, this is the work of the ages. But why I wrote the book is to bring this front and center consciously and purposely into the family and to really open up that discussion. And then that lays the groundwork for living authentically, the spiritual development, the self-exploration that, as you and I both know, changes everything. It provides the space and opportunity within the home to make this a priority. And I always like to point out, you know, this is not about perfection. It's about becoming more accountable and responsible for what you really are, which is a fully operational soul, whether you recognize that or not, an eternal creative energy being, essentially, who's much more powerful than we realize. But, you know, we're a modern family. My husband's a high school AP biology teacher and varsity soccer coach, three kids, 15, 14, and 11. My two oldest are girls that share a room. So, you know, you can imagine our house. It's just like any other. And yet there's a very deep desire to stay connected within the chaos of the modern world of that large soul-to-soul perspective.
Yeah, I mean, it's really a powerful. I think that there's so many people that really are into this awakening of that spirit-centered connectedness, and it's interesting that you have that niche. I mean, you work with people everywhere, but this parenting element, mm-hmm. bringing it into the family. People want to change the world, but they forget you got to change with yourself. People, you got to start with you.
Or you want to change the school system, but really the school system, I've tried, it's not quite ready as an institution to break into the multi-sensory perspective that we're talking about on a large scale yet. We're close, so it has to begin in the home. You know, we can't ask the teachers to do it in a public school. They're not able to do it. Even if they want to. I used to teach public school, fourth and fifth grade, and I loved it. But it can't go as deep as what we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that doesn't mean that we don't do it. It's, you know, people build sand castles at the beach.
Exactly.
They know they're going to be washed away, but they still do it. Why? Because it's fun. It's bonding. It's, you know, it's what we do as human beings. So that doesn't mean that just because we can't, you know, change the school system today doesn't mean we're not going to really get a lot out of this time together and get some great tips to start changing.
Oh, exactly. And that's why I wrote the book. I mean, it was a very conscious decision on my part when my children were 4, 7, and 8. I was going through this beautiful transformation and awakening, which, as you know, Deb, is ongoing. No finish line. The work continues for me simultaneously now as I see in my children. And so I'll be the first to say that. You know, life themes keep coming up. And I really like to look at it. You spoke of the woods earlier. You know, you're still in and out of the woods. The moments that you're out of the woods and those moments of clarity and connection and soul union and true ecstasy just become more frequent and more long-lasting than when you're back in the woods and self-doubt and coming more just from the human perspective. The woods are less scary. The branches aren't as low hung. They're not as dark because you've glimpsed what it feels like to be out of the woods. So we use that metaphor a lot in our family. So it's really about bringing all that you're doing. Don't just save it for your own personal exploration. Bring it into the home. And I wrote the book as really a blueprint on how to do that. For those already on the path, how do you bring that into your home? Or for parents very interested but not quite there, get on the path yourself first. That's the first step.
Yeah. So towards that end, let's talk about those themes in the book, because whether someone listening right now is on the path or wants to be on the path, they love this idea, what they're hearing from you about that connected with the family sounds good. It's always better to get along with your family than to have adversarial relationship. But share some of the common universal spiritual themes that are really threaded throughout the book and how someone would get started, you know, down this path.
Yes, I would love to. I want to point out, I wrote the book specifically to be both practical with bring it on home, sister. What are the steps? There's music choices, book choices, both adult, children, teenage, movie choices, activity options, 22 vehicles. The first part is really practical, the 22 vehicles. And then the second part are the 15 spiritual themes. And, you know, I see myself as a fellow spiritual journeyman, a fellow parent, a friend. How can you be an expert on spirituality and parenting, you know, two most intimate paths, really through your own interior in a sense. So I offer perspective and experience, and that's really my mission. But the themes are ones, and you could pick your own. It's meant for you to really take this and run with it if someone's interested. But 15 of the themes are: one, we discuss soul to soul versus role to role, self-love, which really gets into allowing your children and yourself early on to factor yourself and your truth into every single choice, and the importance of that, because offering your truth really is offering the other your highest. And many of us, I'm age 41, had very well-meaning parents, but that was not the theme of when I was growing up, for sure. It was always put everyone else before yourself, even if it meant saying yes when you really felt a no. And so I think that's really, really important. Then another theme is oneness and individuation. We do a lot of work with our kids about this beautiful paradox. It's everywhere. And if you can learn to rest within the paradox, you are human and your spirit simultaneously. A term paper is exhausting and empowering simultaneously. A sickness is devastating and transformational at the same time. We're always looking for that resting within the paradox. It's a big, big part of the teaching, I feel. So, and this is, again, I mean, for your children, it will be a lifelong self-exploratory invitation. And you really just lay the groundwork. And then especially as they go to older, mine are older now, and we've laid a lot of groundwork, and it's really going to be up to them with our guidance to really befriend their own soul. And to me, you know, our soul is our greatest love affair. I've discovered me personally on my path for over 20 years is with my very own soul. And it's that friendship that I want, that self-realization process for my children is my deepest desire, you know, but it will be up to them to carry on their own conscious spirit embodiment. So, you know, lots of practical, and I'll give you an example of, like, music. I always use this example because I think it's a good one. You know, this is about everyday life in your own backyard, not a mountaintop in India where you meditate for 6 months. I think we're kind of beyond that now in 2012, and that's what we're all, you know, working towards and opening to. So, yeah, we watch American Idol. We love it. I find it very inspirational. There's much in the physical world. I mean, everything is spirit to me. And Lita Wise won a couple years ago. Well, his song, Sweet Serendipity, we love it. We had a family discussion, which is one of the vehicles, based on what's a serendipity. Listened to the song, discussed it, shared different examples of that. My husband, myself, asked our kids if they've ever known what it felt to synchronicity, listened to the song again, danced a little bit, and then that was the family discussion. So it's really about pulling everyday reality and infusing the spiritual themes into that, things that your kids are already interested in.
And, you know, I think that one of the results from your book and the work that you teach, and I know that you've actually been quoted by some as the Eckhart Tolle of parenting.
Very nice.
You're so awesome. I mean, that's nice. Is, you know, you're not saying, hey, you don't have to do anything different in your life. It's what you're putting into what's already there that's going to transform it. You know, if you put a little bit of dye into some icing, it changes the entire color,
yes.
you know, just a little bit. And I think that that's what your tips and techniques and these themes do. You talk about examples, and for somebody that, and I think that's really powerful. I know the listeners really love those real life examples. It helps them relate in a more comfortable way,
mm-hmm.
and real way. But if for somebody that might be listening right now that, you know, maybe has a teenager that's rebellious, or maybe has, you know, some bad behaviors that are self-destructive, self-sabotaging, and, you know, they're not at that point where they can do, as you said, you're doing all this groundwork with your,
mm-hmm.
your children, but it's not too late for that person. How might some of these themes that you teach and talk about help take away that bitter anger and adversarial relationship between a parent and a child that's in that rebellious state right now?
Well, a couple of things. One, it's natural to a certain degree, and I'm going through it myself with my 15 and 14-year-old daughter. They're going to begin to pull away and rebel and come into their own. And I think, you know, the soul is all about freedom. And it is my belief that we have chosen one another, and that, but each of us is here very much so on our own soul agenda, and knowing exactly how long we might be in this beautiful body. You know, it's timeless and spaceless in the eternal world. And I don't believe that any of us can actually be harmed, only perceived to be so. So we've done a lot of work on death/no death in reality. And so if you could, part of it is staying connected to that larger perspective. The further out you can go with your perspective, the more peace there is. In other words, that what you're dealing with is not just your teenage child. It is a brilliant soul with a very large, multifaceted soul history. So that's part of it. But the second is when you're in the midst of it, yes, I know it's difficult. And I really, if it's, you know, if it's behavior that's really outside of the norm, to me it's a signal, you know, it's a cry for help. And really, we're reflections of one another. So if my child were going through something like that, not only would I be seeking some outside help for my child, I would be doing inner work on myself, because what I'm seeing in my child is also an unhealed part of myself. So it's really, we're very intertwined with all of us, but especially, you know, our children, and wonderful mirrors for the what needs to be healed. So there's some psychic debris there, probably both in the parent and in the child. So the work of the parent, in my opinion, is really becoming a clear mirror for the child as they grow and heal their wounds, which can show up in addiction, which can show up in, you know, anger management issues, all kinds of things. They do a lot to help heal the child as well, because then they're reflecting back wholeness, joy, their own spirit more easily. So the parent has work to do, and then the child, of course, if you're in a desperate situation, I would seek outside help. And you can do that traditionally, but I tend to be a little bit of a non-traditional gal. I have found for my clients and for myself, you can get to the heart of the matter, the life theme, the issue a little bit faster. If you use some, I use medical intuitives all the time. Trans channels, and this might seem out there for some people, but I cannot tell you how much it has assisted me through the years to look at life themes more closely and to really begin the self-healing for both clients, for children. So I think we're coming to a time in society where more and more people, I have a friend that says from paranormal to pretty normal. And I highly recommend it. Don't be afraid to go a little bit outside what society still deems normal, because things are quickly changing. So that's what I would say. There's a lot, you know, there's always the physical layer of what you're seeing, and then that juicy inner underneath metaphorical energetic layer. And I'm a big believer in looking at both of those things simultaneously, whether it's a health issue, a behavior issue, a job loss, anything. I'm going to always look at both. And be really present with that, and you'll feel great joy. Even when you're going through something that's human, feels there's a lot of fear or pain. As you go down this process, in my experience, it becomes much more easy to stay awake to also the spiritual layer with a lot of joy at the prospect for transformation and soul growth right as you're going through a very dark night of the soul.
Mm-mm.
So I hope that helps people. That's just how Annie does it. My recommendations, there are many different ways, but.
Well, obviously your recommendations are working because I mean, you don't have a bestseller with that many awards if it's not. I want to remind, I just appreciate all our regular listeners listening live. We love our people that download on mobile devices, too, on iTunes. But the people in the chat room or if you're listening online, you want to call, you have a question for Annie, maybe you have a situation that you'd like to run by her, get her perspective as a soul-to-soul parenting person that teaches this, you can call 347-637-1318, 347-637-1318. And we love to take your call, so you know, feel free and just hit #1, and that'll put you through to the switchboard, and you'll get right through to Annie. You know, what I really find exciting about your teaching is that you think it's just about the kids or parenting, but what you're really sharing is that, you know, parents are learning a lot, that whole mirror image. It's a very exciting dynamic, and it's very, you know, when you have all the pieces in the symphony playing in tune together, it sounds good, but if everybody's off on their own agenda, it doesn't sound mm-hmm. very good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you try to bring all that in together, and because you needed this, you're speaking from a personal life experience. I would love
yes.
for you to share maybe some of the things that you experienced when you were growing up or some of the things that prompted you to really create this book, because writing a book is no easy task. So, and we're grateful
yes.
you did, Annie. But
oh, thank you, Deb.
A little bit behind the scenes in getting
it
together.
I would love to share. You know, when I was always a deep, reflective child. I mean, no doubt about it. I'm a wired beer versus doer, just more naturally, you know, and that's had part of been my work, to get out there and do, Annie, because I could literally sit on a park bench and sit with a cardinal and be thrilled. So we all have to balance that, the masculine and feminine. I tend to be very feminine in my energy. But when I was 19, my parents went through a very difficult divorce, and I was old enough to know all about it and the sides and health issues that ensued with both parents, and it cracked me open. And so many of us have those dark nights of uncomfortability, emotional or physical pain. And I was given a book, Living in the Light by Shakti Gawain, and A Bridge Across Forever by Richard Bach. And for me, that was the opening. It was just the doorway I needed, and I've never looked back. This type of personal growth became my greatest passion. And so that was one of the first real breakthroughs, but you know, it continues. I believe we all have a handful. Just last year, I'll share, I went through a very difficult back issue, ended up, you know, in surgery, but for 9 months, literally, I had a hard time walking down the block. I couldn't navigate the grocery store. And, you know, I'm deep in, you know, you think the work is done, it's not. And it was just so amazing, even in the midst of physical pain and human fear, you know, is this ever going to get better? Everything I know and love in my life, a lot of it, biking, walking, that sustains me, both inner and outer, I couldn't do. And I did so much inner work around it. And as I was describing earlier, right on top, in the same space, sharing the same space, was both the human pain and the spiritual joy at the growth. And it moves me to even talk about it. That's what I desire for others, because we're all going to have challenges. When you take on a human body, there's no getting around it. So we all have to move beyond that right away. Whether you're on the spiritual path or not, there are no bypasses here. And you really, the larger perspective is soul growth. And I know that's why I'm here. And I wanted to model, too, for my children how I worked with that on both levels simultaneously, going to the traditional doctors and using a lot of holistic medicine and doing a lot of inner work with assistance, as I mentioned earlier, and in my own journal and meditation. And it was one of the greatest periods of my life and the most physically painful I've ever experienced. So, you know, and this was just last year for me, and I'm a soul nurturer. And, you know, you don't have to suffer to grow, but in the consciousness of the world that we live in, it's pretty much embedded that it's a pathway to growth. And I hope that that changes. But, you know, I think that's important for people like us to share that. How do you get through it? How do you grow from it?
And I think one of the attributes that you really present in a very gentle way is it's not all black and white. It's not all, even in your approach with it's holistic, conventional medicine. Mm-hmm. I mean, you really do take those palettes of color that we have and you really mix them together and create new things. And there really isn't anything that's not possible. And I think listeners, I know for myself, I love hearing you finding those good things and the bad things. I mean, I'm all about that. There's always a jewel in there somewhere. Those diamonds, how come they're only formed under pressure? What is up with that? You know?
Exactly.
Why couldn't it be another way? But you're right, there are certain things as human beings we can't change. You know, you can think there's no gravity, but if you start jumping off a 12-story building, you're going to find out that you're wrong, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you take the things that really are part of all of us, and then you work from there. But that leaves a lot of possibilities.
It is, and it's universal human experience. I do soul-to-soul circles with people. My majority of them are women. I was about to say women, but I never want to leave anyone out. But so far, it's been mostly women. And we were around 20 of us in one of our circles every Friday. Someone had just lost a mother, was in deep grief. Another was in chemotherapy, no hair, lymphoma. Another was going through a very difficult divorce. At the time, this was last year, I could barely walk to the door to let people in. And it's universal human experience. And if that is just, you know, accepted as okay without judging it, and we help one another get through it, I think that's a big step. Although I have to say, with soul-to-soul parenting, part of the mission is really that we raise children who come in knowing who they are. We help them not get covered up with psychic debris. So that when they're age 41, it won't take a back crisis or a different human issue to help break them open. They will have already been living consciously and awake and open and offering their highest potential to the world. So that's where I think we're shifting. I don't think you have to have psychic debris that's going to have to be waded through as the years come, as health issues and this and that and failed marriages and all these types of things. They're not good or bad. It's just perhaps we won't need that as a human species. We can grow from appreciation and gratitude and following our joy, you know. Mm-hmm. So there is some of that. I hope that that's where we're headed.
Yeah, I hope so too. And I mean, I'm sure that your kids come home or some of the people in these groups that you work with, and I'm sure that children, what do they say? Do they comment, Mom or Dad, this is going on in Sally's family or whatever, you know, and we handled this here so different. I mean, do they come home with stories about how they enjoy and appreciate the way that you relate as a family dynamic versus some of the other things?
Not so much yet. I mean, it's kind of what they know in our family, and it's never, ever too late. I mean, get on the path at age 60, and, you know, so I don't want to say that. But the lens through which I have seen the world that keeps expanding into this kind of larger perspective just even energetically affects them. And of course we've done the work, but they are normal teenagers, and believe you me, I mean, the eye roll, do we need to do a family discussion, or Mom, I don't want to talk about the joy of this or flip this over right now, you know? So, oh my gosh, they are these beautiful spirits just finding their way to, and yet I can say, Deb, I can feel it in their presence and see it in their eyes. I do believe that this will be the best of what we offered them, an opportunity for alignment with their personality and their soul, you know, as they grow older. When they're 25, they will be very aware that they are a soul, and hopefully conscious spirit embodiment and self-realization will come, you know, readily to them as part of what they're here to do. So that's really I don't know how it will all unfold for them. I'm just following intuitively as a parent what I feel I would love to offer them.
Mm.
And we'll see, you know.
I think it's just so beautiful because, really, it's one of my favorite quotes. You know, I'm a quote fanatic.
Yes,
you know,
I love that.
I love quotes. They're just like little pithy mind vitamins I can stick in my head and turn things around, the new paradigm. But that idea that, I think it was St. Francis, I can't hear what you're saying, your actions speak so loudly. And I love that idea that we live that message and you're living that message with your children because you are sharing as well as your children sharing in maybe the roll eyes of, oh, do we have to share what we're joyful about today or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And your husband's doing it. And I think that there's some good seeds planted there that can only grow a wonderful harvest of love. But you speak to something that I really find refreshing. You talk about, I guess, children having their own identity. You really respect them as offering you at your age a gift. It's really something that it's a new way of thinking for a lot of parents, you know, that we're learning together. Yes, I'm teaching, but I'm also being taught. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yes. I mean, again, it's that multiple perspectives sharing the same space. I mean, you know, teacher, student, student, teacher, it's been said many times, but I really feel it as a reality, share the same space. So that is the vibration that I go into with parenting, with my workshops, just mutual beneficiality, sharing truth. And I just cannot stress enough to help children identify their own gateway for direct connection to their own soul, which is their connection with spirit. You know, and you can really see it early on. Look for where their eyes sparkle. Observe when their lips curl into a smile, when they don't even know you're watching them. Look for their enthusiasm, their high interest, their upliftment. And those are their natural gateways, and they might be different from yours. And likewise, as you begin to identify as the parent, your natural gateways, speak of the joy that that gateway brings for you. Speak of the feeling in your body, because this is really all about, from my experience, spirituality is a pathway, path to your own interior, and it begins to move from your intellect into a felt experience within your body, and that's that ecstasy that people talk about, the raised cellular vibration. And so you really want to help your kids identify those gateways. That's why they're here. I'll give you a quick example. A girl that we know in this area loved gardening, very young age, 2, 3, digging in the dirt, helping. Well, when she came time to graduate from high school and she went to a very academic, prestigious high school here on the North Shore of Chicago, her mother had recognized that early on. And instead of doing just the status quo, and there's nothing wrong with that, or traditional college, her mom looked into farming communities and offered her that instead. The girl jumped at it, went to North Carolina for a few years, and now fast forward 10 years, runs a beautiful greenhouse business here in Chicago. So to me, that is soul-to-soul parenting at its finest. It doesn't matter whether you speak this language of metaphysics that I tend to love or whatever your language is. It's that you feel the texture of your child's soul, that you are a soul nurturer to that beautiful being. And in turn, that child ends up soul nurturing you as well. So you both allow each other to open to the true nature of who you are and why you're here. And I hope that example helps people.
That example. I love your practical examples, but that is such a beautiful example. Mm-hmm. You know, the gardening, child, into college. Mm-hmm. I mean, because isn't that what it's about? Things go so much better when we're doing things the way we're designed to do them and not trying to be somebody else, not competing, but really focusing on being the best person we were created to be. And I have to share, you have so many, obviously being a bestseller on Amazon, you have a lot of reviews, but this was just something that struck me that I wanted to share with people listening. It says, one of the things, or this person who wrote this particular review said, one of the things I especially appreciated about this book was the movie and music suggestions corresponding to each theme for both children and adults. The appendix also lists great suggestions in a list form, and the children's spiritual book list is probably one of the most comprehensive I have seen. I also appreciated many of the author's personal sharings about her own spiritual path and family. And, you know, I think that you've been sharing that with us this morning, but there's so many tips. And, you know, if somebody out there, if you're listening and you're saying, wow, and I love how, Annie, you say, okay, maybe you don't have to be as into it as I am, but but you're saying, look, you know, you have 10 things that you read about, that you learn, that you get from your website, in the book, at one of your workshops, and maybe you're not comfortable with half of them.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? You're still you're still 50% ahead of where you were before, you know?
Yes,
you
everything
lose.
To gain and nothing to lose, yeah.
Exactly, exactly. And I think that one of the, the celebratory themes I tend to gather from you is you just have no idea what you're going to discover. There's, you know, no right or wrong to being you. So once you start, it's like all of these things begin to unfold that wouldn't have if you hadn't opened the door. So, I mean, it must be amazing. You'll have to write a book on all the success stories, you know, like a chicken soup for the soul, a soul-to-soul chicken soup or something, you know, because I love these real-life examples of what these themes you share have actually done in people's lives and families.
Well, thank you. And I say to people, and I didn't realize this till few years back, but you know, it does kind of start out at first is a little bit of an intellectual pursuit. You know, you begin reading books and the ideas excite you even intellectually, like this new physics and the spirituality, which is just undeniable moving across the world now. But again, all of a sudden as you're down this path, and I talk to spirit all the time in my soul and say, I'm ready, I'm willing, I'm available. I connect with dead people and love it, like in my car after I've dropped my kids off at a soccer. You know, it's all right here in this normal, ordinary world. I've dropped them off at a practice, and on the way home, I'm in that open space, and bam, soul union. And I drop into that space, and that becomes just your, I want to shout this from the Facebook mountaintop, just for those, if you're at all interested, it's possible for you. Those feelings of ecstasy in the most ordinary moments, they occur so regularly for me now, as and it's felt throughout my entire body. And that conscious spirit embodiment is truly what I desire, not just for my own kids, but for the world at large. Because once that's experienced, you don't need a law that says, don't shoot someone or don't cheat this. You feel it. You feel it. And you know, that's enough. Our laws will greatly diminish once more of us have self-realized or at least moved towards that, as I am, not fully there, but moving towards that. We won't need as many laws because it'll be soul to soul.
You know, it's only good. It's only good that can come out of this. I mean, it's all good, and it's very exciting. And your enthusiasm is so contagious,
and your
sincerity. Oh my gosh, the pure crystal sincerity that I can feel. It's really beautiful, and it's just something that we all need to help each other, Annie. And I think that, you know, you've really put yourself out there and you're making a difference. And I know that this is just the beginning. And, you know, as you're out here listening, hey, it's Mother's Day around the corner. If this isn't the best Mother's Day, I noticed that Amazon will even gift wrap your book. You said it. I was like, wow, they're anticipating that people want your book for Mother's Day. Okay. But it is a great gift. And I tell you, I love books because I can't live everybody's life. Some days it's, you know, I've got to live my own, and that's a lot of you know dedication, as you know. But when you get a book, you can get somebody's life for like 10 bucks or something, a few pages. I mean, what a gift. I think there's just nothing better than that.
And I want to share that with people too. I mean, this is my first book. This was, writing has been a gateway for me. It took a lot of courage to go for it. And so when you hold that, it's like holding my fourth baby in a sense. I'm right in this with everyone else, like finding my way and having the trusting myself to follow what my soul is really leading me to do. And the book is just, it's one representation of that. So hopefully, you know, it's just helps encourage other people, whatever your area or your niche is to go for it.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be people connecting with you that have a book in them that say, you know, I have to give birth to this book. My writing coach, she has a birth your book seminar. I'm like, wow, when you said that, I was like, geez, we're all on the same page. It's the Best People We Know Club, right? We're all in this together, helping each other. And it's just so exciting. And when we look at it from a place of, what can we learn? How can we help? How can we connect? And you have to have good mentors. I mean, nobody learned the English language or Chinese or Russian or Spanish without somebody teaching them. We all need teachers to learn any language, and I don't think that soul-to-soul parenting is any different. And, you know, I think it takes a lot of courage to say, I'm excited. I'm excited to discover what's possible for me, for my family, for my children. You know, it's terrific. So we're running out of time, Annie, and I am really sad about that. But we'll have you back on sooner than it took so many months this time. But we're going to work on that. I want people to know how to connect you, how to get the book. Again, it's a great Mother's Day gift. It's a great gift for anybody, but it's a perfect, perfect Mother's Day gift. But tell people how to connect with you again.
Well, probably the easiest way really is annieburnside.com or soul2soulparentingno-hyphens.com. That takes you to the exact same website. And then from there, it leads you into it's very easy to navigate the website. I did that purposely, a peaceful website that's easy. So, yes, please join me. My email's there, you know, Facebook, Twitter, I'm looking for more to grow my soul pod, more soul sisters and brothers out there. There's nothing that we cannot all do together. And I thank you, Deb, for this platform that cannot go unsaid. What you're doing, what you're creating for a new author like me to be able to get on and share perspective and experience. Wow. So this has been such fun. Thank you.
I'm telling you, it is a humbling privilege. It's the best. I love it. I tell you, I always say, do other people enjoy my show as much as me? Because I get up in the morning and I get so excited. Oh, I get to talk to Annie today. I can't wait. I'm so excited. And I just am so excited about what you're doing. And we do. We help each other. And, you know, it's the people. It's the listeners right now that are with us. I mean, you know, 50,000 people. That's not a whole lot of people to me. So when you think about that, you know, that's people are sharing the show. And I'm always telling people, you know, Annie's a real person. Connect with her in those ways she shared. But you can also keep us going and growing to bring you great guests like Annie by sharing the show with a friend. If you know somebody that maybe is having a little issue, maybe it's your brother, your sister, maybe it's somebody that is at school, maybe it's a friend at work, you know, share this with them. It takes 2 seconds to share the link and let them download it for free on iTunes, listen to it on BTR, and make a difference. And you don't know. You don't know sometimes the seeds you put in the ground, what they're going to come up and be. But you know that if you go and you buy beautiful seeds, they're going to grow something beautiful, even though you don't know specifically what it is. And I'm telling you, Annie's book and Annie's work is changing lives. It's building better family dynamics, healthy relationships. And that's where it needs to begin, is in our families. Everybody wants to change the world. Hey, change your family. Change yourself. And that's why you need to connect with Annie Burnside today. How's that?
Today. I love that.
Today. Do it now.
Yes.
All right. Well, we're out of time. But again, Annie, it's just been a pleasure having you on. And we'll continue promoting the show. And we're asking our listeners to do the same. So go to annieburnside.com. Great resources, great website. It's a happy place. You'll feel good just going there. Lots of color and lots of links and things like that. And remember that we are right now doing Tuesday and Thursday shows. Go to my website and get those Mind Vitamin updates, and you'll know who's coming. And in the famous words of Oscar Wilde, I always like to close with Oscar, my favorite quote, be yourself because everybody else is already taken. Go out and make it a great day, and God bless you, and thanks for listening. We appreciate you. Lots of love.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.